why indirect statements. Amri Shmiya veChashuvi Rami Mitzarula. Rabbi said, I'm afraid that maybe the people of Rome, the Chashuvim there, will hear what I'm doing and give me tzaras. So good. The Mora said, Lem lebalachas. Whisper. Say it low. Mishum Nesir, the Pasuk says, Ki oif ha-shamayim yelech ha-sakel. No such thing. When you say something, the birds will take it, meaning that today, you know, there are tape recorders around, there's this around, there's wavements, they'll get you. Hevelaya, who brought Antoninus, had a daughter, Tishmei Gira. That was her name was Gira. Ka'ovda Isura, she had znus, she did an Aveira, in their eyes it was an Aveira. Rashi says Zinsa, she had znus. So Shadalei, Antonina did not know what to do to his own daughter. So Shadalei, he sent a message to Rebbe, Gagira. That's what he sent to Rebbe. Gagira, Rashi says, is some type of a vegetable. That's the name. Rashi says, Yaisav, it's a grass, Sheshmai, Gagira. So from this alone, Rebbe understood that it's a simin, and Gagira means Nimshach Leiv Gira, means that a heart of her daughter Gira went after Im HaNoifim, went after Znus. So Rebbe understood what Antoninus meant. Shoda Lei, just the name itself. Gagira means that the Gila was Gora, went after her desires. Shoda Lei, so Rebbe sent back to him Kusprato. Send back this vegetable called kuspator, meaning to say, kill her out, kill her. Rashi says, kuspator kloima shochut habas, shechti de shchoit habas, kus brato, shtei milas, like two words, kus brato means kill your daughter. You have to kill her? She did znus, now you have to give her punishment. Shadu le interessant, Antonina sent back karsi, sent back a leek to Rebbe. Karsi. So far we're saying, good. Good. Shadalei Karsi. So he sent back, Rebbe sent, or Antonina sent back Karsi a leek. So according to Rashi's pshat, meaning to say, this is my only daughter. And if I'm going to kill her, I'm going to be without children. Karsi means to say, I'll suck, what? No, right. Rashi just says, Karsi, Koimim, came, Yichrazari. Right. He doesn't say it's the only one. I don't want to kill out my own children. That's a bad thing. Elen. Sure, I have one son. I don't have a daughter, though. He's the only daughter. So, Shalach Lei, so Antonina sent back to him. The Tais learns that he did not understand him. That he, according to you, Tais, his first answer was just to give her Musa. So, but Antonina thought he meant to say kill her. And this he sent back, how can I kill my own child? So, this he sent back, Shalach Lei Chasa. He sent her back a lettuce, as if to say, have mercy upon her. That's a Rashi. Kloima Chaisla. If so, you do not want to kill your own child, then you can have pity on her. And the way Tais learns, that's going back to his first answer. My first answer was not to kill her, but to give a Musa to tell her not to do it anymore. So that's all I meant to say. Antonina thought he meant to say kill her, and Rebbe is explaining, no, all I meant to say is Chosa, have Rachmanis on her, and just talk to her nicely. Kol Yom every day, Hevi Shodelei Dahava Pricha. Antoninus used to send a pile of gold, like a gold dust, the matrosa in a pack, in a bag. The chiti apumai used to cover up the top layer, used to be with wheat. So he used to send with a messenger a big barrel, a bigger bag of wheat to Rebbe. Amalhu, when Rebbe received it, Amalhu, Antoninus would say to his servant, Am tu yechita le Rebbe, please bring this bag of wheat to Rebbe. Omale Rebbe answered back and said, listen, Lo Sirichna, I do not need your gold. Isli Tuva, I have plenty of my own money. We all know Rebbe was the big usher. Oma, so Antonina said, listen, Leheve, let it be by the Jews. Le man de Basrecha, to the children after you, to the next generation. The Yoivil Basroi, that they'll have to give money to the people take after me. Because he knew that the Romans are going to rule, and they'll always be after the Jews, and the Jews will have to pay their money, so hold on to this money, that eventually your children will pay it back to my children. The Yossi Beturah will come after me, or the Yossi Minayu will come after you. Is Nifukalayu. Nifukalayu means we'll have to come on one to another. Rashi says, the Yossi Minayu, Nifukalayu, Hayotzi Mibanecha, the ones that come out of your children, Yotziyu Hoytsoy Islamacha Roman, they're going to have to pay money to the Romans. Ho'im Dim Achrei Al al smach amom alas. So in other words, have this money on hand to be able to pay them. Heavy la yahu nikrusa. There was a nikrusa, as a marvel. There was a certain cave. There was a cave, a tunnel. Tevi ayel mi beise labayis Rebbe. The Antoninus had a special tunnel to how to go from his house to Rebbe's house that nobody should know. Kol yom every day heavy maisi treyavdi. But still, the king did not go by himself. He always took two servants with him, and he killed them every day. Two servants were killed every day. Chad katle abova devei Rebbe. When Antoninus went to Rebbe's house, he took with him two servants. One he killed outside the door of Rebbe. The chad katlu abova devei. Then, when he returned back to his own house, he killed the second slave. In other words, that nobody should know that he went to visit Rebbe. That was the story. Omalei and Rebbe Antoninus also told Rebbe that didna diasina, please, at the time when I come to you, lenishkach gavra kamoch, do not have any guests. Make sure nobody is in the house. I do not want anybody to know that I'm coming to visit you. Okay. Yom echado, one day, yom echad, one day it happened, ashkecheyo l'Rebbe chanina bar choma, teve Yosef. When Antoninus came to visit Rebbe, he found in Rebbe's house, he had a guest there. He had Rebbe chanina bar choma. So Antoninus got angry. Omar, he said to Rebbe, Lo yamin l'cho, didn't I tell you already that bidno di yasin at the time when I come to visit you, lo nishkach gav kamoch? Most probably they had special times when he came to visit. Otherwise, he cannot guess at all. So most probably, Rebbe knew exactly when Antoninus was going to come, and therefore Antoninus said, it's not right. I told you not to have guests. How can you have somebody here? Omar, so Rebbe answered back, listen, les dein barinish. This man here is not a regular man. He's not a person. He's like a malach. He's a special person. Omalei says so. Antoninus wants to see if it's true or not. Omalei, so he said like this. Eimalei, olei malei lehu avdo diganoya bova dikoyim. So he told Rabbi Chanina, let's do me a favor. There's an eved outside the door sleeping. Now that's the eved that he just killed. So I have one eved outside sleeping outside the door. Please invite him in. Let me see you bring him inside. That's what Antoninus asked from Rabbi Chanina. So, the koyim, v'leisi, let him get up, let him go. So also Rabbi Chanina bar Choma, Chanina bar Choma went outside. Ashkechei de'evi kotel. He saw a dead duck there. He saw a dead eved there. What the king want from me? So Omar, he said to himself like this. Hey, chi eved, what should I do right now? Iyezo v'emelei de kotel. If I should go and tell the king, listen. You killed him, he's dead, what do you want from me? Ain't Meshiva, no, not you, just if I just come in, he didn't know, he was innocent. He thought maybe the guy really died. So should I just come in and tell the king, listen, you're evident outside, just had a heart attack, he just died. Ain't Meshiva na laklala, you're not supposed to spread bad news. It's not right to tell people bad news. So it's not your business to tell him that he's dead, it's not nice. Ain't Meshiva na laklala, it's not nice to go around and give out bad news. So you didn't want to tell? Should I just leave it and go away? It's not nice, not covered in Melech either. The king asked me to do something, I have to do something. I can't just stop and walk away. I have to tell him something or bring him in. One of the two, I can't just walk away. So what did he do, Rabbi Chanina? Boy, he davened right then. The Achia, and he brought him alive. Fishadren, he brought him inside. He brought it to Nina's here. Here's your Rebbe that was sleeping outside. I brought him into you. So Omar, as Nina said at that time, Yodana, I understand, I realize that Zute, the Yisbechu, even the smallest one of you, Tamil Chamim, Mechayim Esim, that you have the power to be Mechayim Esim. I agree with you, Rebbe, this person, Chanina, is not a normal person, he's way above. But still, Antoninus was still afraid and still said, Miyu, the Ibna, the Asino, La Nishkach Inish Kamach. But please do me a favor, when I come to visit you, please, nobody should be here, not even such people. Kol yom every day have a mishamish the Rebbe. Antoninus mamish used to serve Rebbe. He acted like a shamish. He was a servant. Machule, he would give Rebbe to eat. Mashkele, he would give Rebbe to drink. Ki have a boyu Rebbe lemesek lepuria. When Rebbe wanted to go into his bed, have a gochin kani puria. Antoninus would bow down by his bed, on the bedside, Omalei, and he would tell to Rebbe, Sak Elavoi, go up upon me, like put your foot on top of me, Leparacha, the perechot. Go to your bed, step on me, and use me for the footstep up to your bed. Oma, then Rebbe said, listen, lav urcha ariel is a zuzev vachusa kulihai. It is not right. Lamaisi is still a king, and I have to show respect to the melech. It's not right. He should mazalzel himself so much that I should just use him for my stool to get up to the bed. Omar, he said, me is, so he's like, he told Antoninus, stop it already, it's enough, it's not nice what you're doing. Omar, Antoninus said back to Rebbe, me is simenu matzo tachtech le'elam abo. Listen, halavai, I should be your sheet under you in Elam Abo. Meaning to say that, I'll do this if I'll be zayek to Elam Abo. So, Omalei, Rebbe answered back to him, Asino li al-Midiyosi. Oh no, Omalei, Asino li al-Midiyosi. He asked him, Antoninus asked Rebbe, will I come to Elam Abo? Omalei in. Rebbe said, yes, you're going to be zayek to be in Elam Abo. Omalei, Antoninus asked back to him, I will clear the post says in the Vadio, Lo'iya Sora the base Esav, that there won't be anybody left over. Meaning in Gan Eden, in Olam Abo, there won't be anybody from Esav's house. So Rome is from Esav, I'm a king of Rome, how could I come to Olam Abo? So Rebbe answered back, it means to say, Be Oise Maise Esav. If you do the actions of Esav, those people will not come to Olam Abo. But the Chassid of Yuma Solom, they could be Zerk to Olam Abo.
Wasn't Rebbe
troubled? That's part of the Sheva Mitzvah, not to kill. It's good. How could Rebbe kill people? Here we say it's a Ben Elam Abo. And Toys is a famous Toys for a fiddle Yisrael also. Toys is even an Isra for a Jew to kill a guy. Doesn't say it's Chayiv Mitz if he does it, but there is an Isra involved. So a chan yodik chovim v'roye beim adaka lehoyamalin. You don't have a right. You don't have to save them, but v'loy maridim. We're not allowed to throw. We'll have the gemara later. We're not allowed to throw them down into the bor. The very soul is an isra for even a Jew to kill a guy. So for sure, Antoninus. V'shloim masha yore pen yodiu adover lasorim v'yagormin lahorgoy. For meaning the bor lahorkecha hashkim lahorgoy. It's like the kuch nefesh. Like he knew for sure they'll be a raider. If he would not kill these slaves, they would go and tell the emperor, and he would come and kill back. That's one reason. One answer. Oh, Yeshleima, show you boirer, haminim yamasuris. The avagav de minim bumas, linyan kabos, korbin, miyoda, linyan hurda, iko. That he took Badafka people that were minim and masuris, that achai misa. Yeah. Hashta, now he says, the Yisrael hayimaridim, the adukhovim, mi boy. But he took people that were chai misa anyway. Therefore, these people were supposed to be killed. So therefore, Rebbe had a right to kill these people. But otherwise, you're right. Rebbe would be makbid not stop Antoninus. The makbid not to kill stop. No, you're right. Antoninus killed. But the question is, right here we're seeing Antoninus was Umas Ha'ilam. How could he kill? So there were two answers.
So,
all right, turn off. There'll be nothing left over from Beis Esav. Yochai was about to say, La Kerl, Mamish, nobody, no Romans would be Zoycha Kerl Mabo. Tamlor, but it says, Le Beis Esav, Darshni, Be Oise, Mais Esav, only the Rishoyim, people that do the wickedness. But otherwise, it's possible to come to Kerl Mabo. Omele, still has, Antonina still has back to Rabbi, but still the Pasuk says, Shomo, Edoin, Malkeo v'chol nesiyeho, talking about a pasuk about talking about Gehenim, that says in Gehenim will be found all the Edoms, all the Roman kings, and all the princesses. Or Malay, Rebbe said back now, the pasuk means to say, it just says Malkeo, but like all Malkeo, does not say all the kings.
No.
It means the wicked kings of Rome will be in Gehenim, but not you. Kol nesiyeho, but like kol Sarim, not all the prince, whatever it is, prince, Sarim.
Leaders.
Right. Means princes, the other ones, alright. Tanya Roman says also, Malkeho, as the Apostle says, Voloi Kol Malkeho, and not all the Roman kings. Kol Nesiyeho, but Voloi Kol Sura, and not all the rulers. That there could be some kings, some rulers, that would be Zaycha, tell them Abu. Melocheh, Voloi Kol Malkeho, what does it go on? Pratli Antoninus, then Asvioris. Yeah. Antoninus. Kol Nesiyeho, what does that go on? Voloi Kol Sura, Pratli Ketiyo, Bar Shalom. He was a good Roman ruler. We'll soon see the mice with him. Now, Ketiyah Bar Sholem Mayhevi. What was the story with him? How come he was Zoycha Terlam Abor?
to Yehu Kisra, there was a Kaiser, to Eve Sanel Yudoy, a Roman Kaiser that hated the Jews. Omalahu, he said like this. Yom Omalahu Lechishuvay de Machusi, said to his senator, Mishalalai name of a Raglis, somebody has a ward, a growth on his foot. What should he do? One answer is Yaktienu Biyichya, just cut it off and you'll live happily. Let it stay then, you'll have pain. I mean to say, we have these Jews, the pains. Should we either just wipe them out, kill them, and we'll live in peace? Or should we live with them? So the host stand at the answer back and said clearly, the answer is, cut off your ward, cut off the Jews, kill out the Jews, and then we'll live in peace. There's one person got up there. He had to answer. The one thing is the law Yecholislu. You should know you will not be able to accomplish this. You cannot wipe them all out. Lekul to all of them. The pasuk says in Zechariah, Ki ka'ar baruchos hashemayim parashti eskem. I spread you out all over the four sides, the four winds. So the question is, my comma, what does the Navi mean to say? Ilai ma debad rusinu ladal rucho estam Hashem spread out the Jews all over the world on all four sides. If so, hi ka'ar baruchos. Why does it say, like the four winds? It should have said, La'ar baruchas miborlei. I spread you out to the four sides, the four winds. El rather, another means like this. Kishem, she yeshul yerlam b'lei rucha. Just like this world can have an existence without the right winds. Otherwise, it'll be too hot. It'll be too cold. We need the right winds. It's kach yeshul yerlam b'lei Yisrael. This world cannot be in existence without Klal Yisrael. For some, even these goyim, they knew nach klor. They knew all what the Nevi'im said. The yoit, secondly, koru l'cho ma'chusa ketiyah. It's not nice. They're going to call you a murderer, a king that murders. Not nice to kill out people. Ketiyah, you're uprooting your own nation. It's not right. So Omalei, the king answered back to this Mekhtiyah Ba'Sholem. That Meimar Shafa Karmen, boy, you're saying good words. Very good, you got me. Neo, but a klal, but a Roman czar, called the Zochi Malka, Shadilei, Lukmunya Khalila. Whoever outwits the king is thrown into a circular oven. So we have the Khalila, a round one. We have to throw you into a round oven. So Kad Heaven, Akhtina Lei, when they are taking him now to be sent to the oven, Biazlinen, Omrulei Yehu Matrinisa. A certain lady said there, Veilei le'ilfo, the Azla b'loi mixa. Oivei to the ilfo that's going without its covering. Rashi says, ilfo means freedom. It means oivei to the ship that's going b'loi mixa, kleima, that you're going without its captain. In other words, Rashi says, she meant to say, kleima oilucho, hoil v'yaleya matanero, you're being killed for the Jews, shaloi malta satmach oivei, that you do not at least have a meal yet. And then, you'll be at least part of them. Like the moist and nefesh for the Jews, at least now have a meal on you that you'll be able to be zeichet elam abo, or you'll be able to be like them at least. So that's what he did. Nofel al reisha the orlaso, he fell right then on the tip of his orla, and he cut off the orla. Omar, he said, Yehovis michsei chalfis viavris. Like, let's
in other words, Yehovis michsei, like he paid his taxes, chalfis, in order that now the orlas can go through. But the kisik more man before was, the Matronusa said, like, oivrei to the ship that goes by and does not pay taxes. So now it's meant to say, the Mashro explains, like, if you don't pay taxes, you're not going to be watched, you won't be accepted by the Medina. So you're also, if you want to come into Gan Eden, you have to have a bris milah. Like it's brought down by Avraham Avinu, with Shomer watches over there, the only less people come in that have the bris milah. So therefore that was the mice. He said, okay, now that I have my bris milah, he's able to come into Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos speaks out, Ayavim Taima, for Arminu, we said before that Taninus also was Zeichet Elam Habo, even though we do not see that he paid his taxes, meaning he had a Bris Milo. But Tosfos answers, yes, Vyashloim Shagam Hu Nimol, he also had a Bris Milo. The Gassinim Yisham and Megillah says, then he said to Rebbe, At Machilenu Min Leviosan, Aslovo Aifam Leviosan, Omleyin, Si Omlei Min Pischa, I won't be able to eat, because I'm an oral. So the mice was, it says the Hod Omro, Igayr and Taninus made a Bris Milah, and he also was Mizgayr. So this Bris Milah here, Mash, was a little bit of Geras, even though it's a Kasha. How did Akita do it to himself? The Chor at that time he was still a Goy. How could he make his own Bris Milah? But alright, Akita, now that he has Bris Milah, he was able to go into Elam Abo. So Mora says, Kikor Shodileg, when they were taking him, Omar, he said, Katia said like this, his last will was, All my property should go over to Rabbi Kiva and to his friends. So first we'll discuss this. What does it mean to say Rabbi Akiva and his friends? Does it mean to say equally or half to Rabbi Akiva and half to his friends? So right away, Yotzer Rabbi Akiva and Darshan. Rabbi Akiva went out and made a drosha and darshan. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu li'aron le'bonuf," that the lechem upon him, the 12 lechem, should be half to Aaron and half to the bonuf. And we darshan over there, what the pasuk means to say really is, "Machzor li'aron u'machzor le'bonuf," half of them, 6 go to Aaron. Here also, half of the property goes to Rabbi Akiva, and the other half is divided between his chaver. So I called upon him, Yotzer Sabaskal. Baskal came out here, Yomer, and said, "Ketiya ba'shalom." He's prepared and ready to go into Olam Habo. So on this, Bochor Rebbe started to cry and said, "V'omar, Yesh Kono Olam Habishrachas." There is a person that zeicha to receive Olam Habo in 1 second, like here, Ketiyo. He was Meisa Nefesh. For this alone, he received Olam Habo. But the way the Mashal learns, there's a bigger Madregov. V'yesh Kono Olam Habishrachas. There are certain people that are zeicha that the whole lifetime they live a lifetime. It is brought down in Olam Habo itself. There are different madrigas there. So true, you could be zeich with 1 second, but a bigger madriga is a person that zeich with Olam Habo throughout his whole life. Now the Gemara says, Antoninus Shim Shele Rebbe. Antoninus used to serve Rebbe. Darkon Shim Shele Rav. He was also, Rashi says, the Tsar of the Goyish prince like, and he used to serve Rav. The Gemara says, "Kishok of Antoninus, when Antoninus died, Omar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Nispar de Chavilo, the bound snapped." So Rashi explains, it means to say, Abosenu, Shenik Shu Nefesh Benefesh, the love they had for one another, now it stopped. And Kishok of Adarkin, when Adarkin passed away, Omar Rav said also upon him, Nispar de Chavilo, like the bound.